This is Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and my guests are Julie Pacciulli and Bruce Hexel. They are a duo in more ways than one, and they perform all over the country as Pacciulli. Welcome, Julie and Bruce.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Your music is full of such rich sounds, from world music to percussion to these big guitar sounds. And before we start talking about that, let's hear something. What would you like to start with?
We're going to start with our favorite song. This one is kind of our mantra. It's called The Woods. To the woods, to feel it, and I go to the river to let my mind run. I go to the mountain to gain perspective. I go to the fields to open up. I look to the lake to reflect. I look to the sky to imagine. I travel highways to go somewhere new. I go to the woods. To feel good, and I go to the river to let my mind run. I go to the mountain to gain perspective. I go to the field to open up. I look to the lake to reflect. I look to the sky to imagine. I travel highways to go somewhere new. I go to the place. Can it be healed? Can it be healed with chemicals? Can it be healed? Can it be healed with physicals? This anchor is hard to love. This anchor is hard to embrace. But sometimes as much as it hurts, we still need to find our way out. We still need to find our way out. And I go to the woods to feel good. And I go to the river to let my mind refine. I go to the mountain to gain perspective. I go to the fields to open up. I look to the lake to reflect. I look to the sky to imagine. I travel highways to go somewhere new. I go to the place. Open up. Open up your mind. Open up. Open up the door of his letter of my emotion, of his letter of my frustration. Abuse has always been easy. It's love that takes practice and patience. It's love that takes practice and patience. And I go to the woods to feel good. And I go to the river to let my mind refine. I go to the mountain to gain perspective. I go to the fields to open up. I look to the lake to reflect. I look to the sky to imagine. I travel highways to go somewhere new. I go to the place.
The Woods is the name of that song, and I know we have that on your fairly new recording, which was live at Tainter, at Mabel Tainter Theater. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful, wonderful recording.
Oh, thank you very much. We love playing there at the Mabel Tainter, and it was just a perfect night for us.
It was one of those perfect nights. We set it up to record, to do some video footage, and just a little bit. We thought, oh, we're doing this concert. Let's record it, because it's a nice, pretty place. It's, it's like gold all over. And when we got done, we're like, oh, my God, we actually just played that perfectly.
We were really glad to have had the mics on, you know, and I think that was part of it. We weren't trying so hard to capture it.
Weren't even thinking about
then,
it.
Then we just were naturally up there having a good time, and it captures that for sure.
It does. Our engineers use that as a secret recording technique around here. Uh-huh. They have it running when you're just going through your rehearsals so that you're relaxed, and often those first couple of takes where you're just running through stuff are much better than the ones where you're trying to be perfect.
Absolutely.
Oh, totally. Yep.
Get your head in there.
Yeah. Well, I talked at the beginning about the rich sound. The two of you, you have these two guitars, but it sounds like you've got this whole ensemble. And sitting in front hearing this great wall of sound come at me, and it's, you have such a strong right hand, Julie, and there's so much going on, and then you've incorporated percussion, and you have kind of this world sound. Is this how you've always sounded, or has this kind of evolved? Where did it come from?
We've always wanted, I actually started with a 12 string when we were touring first, and my dad would always come and go, play that guitar that sounds like the whole band, you know. He just loved the sound of it, and we always kind of strive to see how much sound could we make as two people, how big our band could be as the two of us. And we both really love playing percussion. I grew up as a percussionist, and so we like to incorporate that for sure. And then our influences of music are far and wide. You know, we love listening to music from all over the world, and it definitely takes its journey into our music, and in completely inspires us to go to new rhythms and to go to new styles, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But the wall comes a little bit from also, we're using a lot of overtones and things like that, in a way that we arrange everything has a lot to do with that. And I think a lot of people, you know, we grew up with modern rock music and also loved folk music and the music of the 60s. And you're used to that wall. So you want that power to drive it. And so we figured out a way to kind of, you know, do that. Guitars have so much, and normally in the recordings, you know, all you hear is just a little bit of a top end buzz.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah. But it is. They're kind of a full instrument by themselves, almost like they are. They're like the whole band, and so.
They are right from the treble all the way down to the bass. You get really a nice broad range in terms of the audio. Yeah. To the content of that song, the lyrics are beautiful, really meaningful lyrics. And I know you've written about music being a spiritual endeavor for you, and that it's a healing endeavor, and that you connect music and nature. And those lyrics really reflect that.
Absolutely. I actually wrote that one on my bicycle, thinking about all the green space we have in our different cities, and how sometimes when everything else seems to kind of, you know, fall apart, you can get outside into those places, and just they're always available to us. They're free, the trees and the lakes and the things, you know, and sometimes it's what you need, just sit by the river and just let your mind run and get out and get some fresh perspective. And I was doing that, and I was thinking about that with the lyrics wise, and it just kind of all came together at that point. I feel like it really does describe our place here, you know.
Why don't we hear another song?
Okay. We're going to play The Puzzle.
Yeah.
This one is the first song we wrote when we moved to Wisconsin, which was almost 10 years ago.
Where did you move from?
We had lived on the road for 2 years completely.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were living literally every day in a different place, and kind of settled up on the Mississippi River, just a few hours north of La Crosse.
But we had tried Tennessee and Olympia, Washington, and Eugene, Oregon, and all kinds of places.
We had lived in many places.
Some very good places.
Oh, yeah. The greatest places, but we came back to the Midwest because we love it.
So we moved in, and it was the first day of summer, and it was just that warm air and on your shoulders, and we had moved all our stuff in, and we got out our guitars, and I put new strings on my guitar, literally, and that's when the magic really seems to happen for me. As soon as it gets tuned up, it's ready to sing a new song. Mm-hmm. And sat down and I was listening. You could hear the frogs and crickets chirping on the water, and you could see the stars shining in the river and this moon coming up over behind the river bluff. And I was like, I love this place. And so it's called The Puzzle. The moon rests in a bowl of stars tonight, and high right into the wind, and the words flow in letter by letter, and who you are somewhere that we used to share. Now we're looking at the same big moon. We're looking at the same bright stars, and we just see it differently, like a puzzle fits together. Staring at the same blue sky, sitting on the same big earth, and we just see it differently. Different birds, different feathers. And he left her overseas, and he took the family with him, and she sits and waits until the kids are asleep to wonder if she stays up late. Can she still paint herself in the picture? That they're looking at the same big moon, they're looking at the same bright stars, and they just see it differently, like a puzzle fits together. Staring at the same blue sky, sitting on the same big earth, and they just see it differently. Different birds, different looking at the same big moon. We're looking at the same bright stars, and we just see it differently, like a puzzle fits together. Staring at the same blue sky, and sitting on the same big earth, and we just see it differently. Different birds, different feathers.
Puzzle, another wonderful song philosophically, just great lyrics and
thank
that
you.
Concept of being connected, and yeah.
Absolutely, that is for sure the song. We're all kind of looking at the same big thing on the same big beautiful planet from a different spot, and we're all kind of working on the same puzzle.
Right. Well, not only do you guys make music, but Bruce, you are a prolific, talented artist, and when I first went to the website, I saw all this gorgeous art, and then I started exploring your paintings. They're beautiful. How does that fit with your music, and what are you doing with your art these days?
Well, it's really wonderful because it came. This art came out of the music. We started an instrumental project. I grew up playing piano and loved classical and instrumental music, and as we started developing this, at one point I was just out walking and I started to hear all these kind of Spanish-y guitar melodies, and I just Julie rode past me in the bike and was, you know, I was like, have you ever heard this melody before? And I hummed it to her and she was like, well, no. And so I ran right home and I would track all these melodies out and they were all just things I heard in my head. And that made our first what we called Terra Guitarra album. And Terra Guitarra, like Terra Firma, it's, you know, it's kind of like because they really came from the natural landscape. They didn't come from me sitting with a pen in the lime, you know, in the lamplight, struggling with a glass of absinthe or anything. There was just, you know, listening while walking. And so I feel like they're a gift from nature. Mm-hmm. And so we attributed them to that by saying Terra Guitarra. And so for the first album cover, I just had this idea. I wanted to make the earth out of guitars. And so I made a landscape where the hills are guitars and a lake is guitars and that all kind of came together. And that basically gave me a whole new window. It basically opened up another dimension for me artistically, because I was always an impressionist painter. And so I started putting symbolism together with impressionism, together with like the pop art iconography of guitar. And mixing all that together was really exciting for me, because you've got all these different dimensions that you can look at. And it's not only exciting to paint, because I have a real playful style, but also, you know, you can get about as much out of it as you want to. And so, yeah, it's kind of taken a life of its own. And I now have prints of like 50 of the different things that I sell and art shows all over the place. And yeah, it's amazing how it just developed kind of out of, we didn't see that one coming, so to speak.
Well, that's kind of natural. I mean, it's organic and yeah. it's real and it's authentic. All those words that get overused, but that's what's so appealing. And,
yeah.
And the art itself is really vibrant and it almost throbs with life. It's just great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of those. Oh, go ahead.
I'm really excited to be able to show it, you know, to have it out. Even we can bring, you know, the prints with us so that audiences where we play can see it and relate to the music. A lot of people relate to the album covers because they've seen those, but it's fun for them to also interact with the idea of, as I say, the hills are alive with the sound of music.
Yeah, and one kind of like the music we make is sort of the balance to it. It's basically us taking what we need out of things. We create the music we need to hear in order, because, you know, as we said, it's a lot has to do with spirituality and healing. And, you know, Julie's been through some significant physical challenges and I've been through some other ones where, you know, and then personally where you need this healing. And so our music makes that, and the colors are that other counterbalance, you know, it goes hand in hand. And so it's really exciting to have that three-dimensional thing. And I think it's just starting, really.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see what's coming.
Yeah.
If you're just joining me, I'm Stephanie Elkins. This is Simply Folk, and I'm speaking with Julie Pacciulli and Bruce Hexel. And Bruce, if listeners want to see your art, I will go ahead and post a link to the website and they'll be able to see the art there. But you mentioned you have shows here and there. Is there something this fall that listeners might be able to see?
I will be in Florida in November and December, but in March at the University of Minnesota, Kaufman Union Gallery, I'll have a solo show there for a month. And then I'll have a number also in...
You'll have one in April in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Schaumburg, Illinois, Prairie Arts Center.
Wonderful.
So yeah, it'll be mostly up here in the summer / spring season.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, you talked about the Terra Guitarra. I want to, with that double R, you want to go guitarra. You
know? Yeah, and you're free to do that. Terra Guitarra.
Did you study flamenco guitar, or where did all the Spanish, you said you're just sort of in nature and all of a sudden these sounds come to you?
It did. And well, my cousins grew up in Guatemala and Mexico, and Julie studied in Mexico. We do have quite a relationship with Mexico and also just with worldwide classical music. I think there are, you know, the melodies are in there. And if you play them in this kind of a style, mm-hmm. you know, using Latin rhythms, they all lend themselves towards sounding that way. But a lot of it does. There's definitely a big, more, you know, Mexican influence on both of us.
Let's hear one of those then. This is from the newest release. It's called Dragonfly. Thank you. What's the name of that tune?
Janvier.
So as in January?
Yeah. Because that's when we wrote it. I think.
What a great tune. What a neat
Thank
tune.
You.
That's, now, you're both so great at playing guitar. Do you play other instruments as well? Do you travel with a whole van load of instruments?
We do, but we travel in this tiny Scion XB now. And so it's a revolving cadre. We have like a mini marimba and a djembe and a mandola. And a string bass. Julie plays upright bass.
Oh, that would take up a fair amount of space.
Yeah, but we have an electric string bass, so it kind of travels depending on where we're traveling. We're traveling all over the U.S., so sometimes if we're flying or, it kind of meets us in different locations.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be with us, I believe, at our next show in Madison.
Absolutely, yeah, it will. Yeah, so, and then piano, of course. That was my first instrument. And
Do you carry synthesizers with you? Or?
We don't. It's just that if we open up that can of worms with us, it's too much.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying guitar, and that's got to be for, like, my Bob Dylan 75-plus years or something.
Julie, you mentioned you studied percussion growing up, mm-hmm. and, boy, I heard some neat stuff that you were doing with your guitar. Did you take it formally, like in band, in school,
yes,
and that kind of thing?
Yes, I was the girl in the band in the percussion section. So I played a lot of chimes and bells, but practiced every day on my snare. I actually ended up being the trombone player because I had long arms.
That helps with trombone. That last position is pretty darn far.
When Bruce and I first met and were playing music together, I actually played what would resemble somewhat of a recycling bin turned upside down, and I played that as my main drum, and then I eventually went and purchased a djembe drum and worked through that. But we love adding the percussion to the guitar. That's definitely Bruce's influence on me. He's taught me so much about how to do that, and that sound that you're getting there, mm-hmm. that's a combination of a pick and my fingers and a muting thing that I'm doing with my right hand. And then I also do kind of let up on the left hand as for those guitar players out there.
Yeah, it sounds really neat. Just really cool.
Thank you.
Now, you mentioned flying and touring, and as I look at your schedule coming up, it is pretty intense. You're in Florida, then you're back in the Midwest. And what is a typical year like? Do you have a pattern that you follow?
We kind of do. We love being in the Midwest in the summertime. It's where everybody has all the outdoor festivals, and our goal... One of our goals is to play outside as much as possible. We love it. And so we do go south for the winter. We follow those birds right down the flyway all the way down the Mississippi and over into the south. And we enjoy being able to do that year round. It is always challenging to play outside, but it's also a lot of fun. And I feel like acoustic instruments belong out there as well.
So we do kind of primarily play in the Midwest in the summer in Florida in the winter. And we used to, do a lot more all the coasts and everything, and we still do, but not quite as much because we discovered that, everyone goes to Florida in the winter, so we just go there and wait.
And eventually
meet people from Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota. They're all down there.
It's so much safer, and we have put so many thousands and thousands of miles on the road that it is kind of it's nice. It's actually a little bit of a break for us to be down there, even though we are playing usually five times a week.
Yeah,
and you're staying in one place primarily.
We do typically kind of rotate from there, which is nice, as opposed to moving a lot. Yeah,
up here, even though we're sitting in the Midwest, we're pretty much driving 5 to 6 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week in the summer, if not seven. Yeah.
Yeah, those festivals are there are a lot of them, but they're not necessarily close
together.
They
don't just light up. Yeah, right. It's usually Green Bay to Fargo to mm-hmm. Park Forest, Illinois, or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. We have, I'll just briefly mention a couple of the gigs that you have coming up. You're going to be in Naples for the rest of November, and then you're coming back to Wisconsin November 30th. You'll be playing at Wild Hog in the Woods here in Madison. And then in Green Bay, you'll be at the Botanical Gardens on December 2nd. And also then back in Florida. So you're heading back and forth.
Yeah, we'll be doing a week up in the Midwest, and then we'll be heading back that way.
Great. Well, and I also want to ask about your CDs. I think you're in the middle of recording, what is this, your 16th CD now?
It is our 16th. Or is it more?
It's our 16th CD, and It should be out by now.
Well, good. I'm anxious to hear it. And is this one of the Terra Guitarra CDs, or is it a
this
CD
is a Patchouli CD.
Oh, excellent.
And so this will be a CD with mostly with lyrics and harmonies and guitar. And if we've got time, we'll play a new song from it if you
that would like. Be that would be perfect. What is it called?
This one is called After After All. Time and time again, you climb out to the end, daring to suspend in thin air. And round you go, like the gear in a carousel. So caught up in the show, you don't care. So up and down you fall. 'Cause after, after all, the world can look so small from way up there. When you're there, you can call out, and I call out, after all, if you call out, I'll be there. You push and pull away the sculptor like clay. You're the one to say what you're made of. 'Cause every time you leave, you got your heart out on your sleeve, wearing what you believe to be love. And so you give till it gives away, and there's nothing left to say. We're just hoping that you can stay enough and but when you're there. I promise it.
Patchouli with After All from their brand new release. Bruce and Julie, thank you very, very much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
For listeners, if you want more information, they have two websites. One is patchouli.net, and that's patchouli.net. And then a separate website for Terra Guitarra, and that one's .com, Terra Guitarra with two R's, .com. And you'll find the artwork, all of the CDs, all of the music and the bios and everything about Patchouli and Bruce and Julie. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, thank you so much.
I'm Stephanie Elkins, and we'll be back with music in just a moment here on Wisconsin Public Radio.